What's up, everybody? It is March 19, 2018. Very excited today, you guys. I am on a NOS energy binge, as in I had one, and I'm very hyper right now. So very excited to spread the energy through your speakers. Hopefully it gets to you and re-energizes you as well. Today, very excited. We're going to talk about momentum, one of my favorite words and one of my favorite songs by Toby Mac. Momentum is key to success. There's lots of keys to success, but momentum is one of them. I'm going to explain why. And there's some great tricks here for you to live a better life every day. Because at the end of the day, that's all we're trying to do, right? Is be a better person and succeed in everything we do. You don't have to be an entrepreneur to feel that way. So very excited, you guys. It is episode number 18. This is not the Average Joe Show.
Looking to take your success to the next level? Want advice and tips for personal development? You're in the right place. Welcome to Not the Average Joe Show with your host, Joseph Fleck.
All right, guys. So, wow, episode 18 already. Here in 2018. I hope everybody had a great week. It's been very rainy here in Los Angeles this week, but I've been enjoying that because I know summer's right around the corner and it's going to hit us really hard like it does every year. All right, we'll get right into today's topic, I guess. Oh, before we do, I do want to talk about my website. Brand new redesigned website, NotTheAverageJoeShow.com. I am offering mentorship sessions, and I know what you're thinking. If you're listening to this and you're like, who's this guy and why is he offering mentorship when he's a nobody? Like, he has a day job, and like, is he so fake that he, you know, he's like crazy? I don't know. No. Anyways, regardless of what you're thinking, anybody can be a mentor. Anybody can be a big brother. Well, you know, as long as you don't have a criminal background, I guess. But here's the thing. I don't claim to be one of those self-help gurus, because I'm not. I am here to work with you as a partnership, to feed off each other, figure out what our strengths and weaknesses are. Now, I don't want to brag. I very well might know more than you in certain topics. There's very well many topics that you probably know more than me about, which is fine. That's great. Nothing wrong with that. You know, you don't have to be better than anybody else. You just have to be better than who you were yesterday. And that should be your only focus. So when I do these mentorship sessions, it's really just us brainstorming together of how we can either fix or strategize to hit your goals and whatever you want to do. So I'm actually working with somebody right now to develop their resume and rewrite it because it's terrible. And yeah, so that's a huge aspect that I love helping people with. If you have a job that you really want, I want to help you get there. So visit my website, NotTheAverageJoeShow.com. You can click on mentorship there and read all about it. It's free, so why not, right? I don't plan on ever selling anything except if it's a book, right? But, you know, this podcast is free. There's so many free resources out there, and I might talk about that next week, about how to find a mentor. Because please do not buy self-help crap, because it might be good, but you can get everything that you want to know for free. Why not? And I'll help you do it. Shoot me an email. I learned everything I know for free. You know what? The least, I did buy a program one time and I got zero from it. It was terrible, and I paid like $100, right? So be careful out there, because you don't need to buy these self-help programs. Anyways, that's a topic for another day. We'll talk about But let's talk about momentum, you guys. What does this mean? Well, so let's take what I do here. Let's take this podcast, right? I started episode one back last year and had maybe two listeners, and one of them was my girlfriend, right? So now I have way more. I won't tell you the number, but I have a lot more listeners, and it's growing every week. Why is that? Because I have a website, I have an Instagram, I have a Facebook and a Snapchat. But on Instagram, for example, I'm posting every single day and I'm hashtagging, and people are starting to learn my name. That's called momentum. So I know it may suck at first, but we're all born in this world naked and broke. How you die in this world will tell you how much you've worked and the choices that you made in this life. Stephen Hawking was born a nobody. He passed away last week, and every single human on the face of this earth, I bet, or almost, found out instantly, because we have this really cool tool called the internet. And whether you saw it on Twitter or Facebook or MSN or the news or whatever, he died and he's a household name, and he has a legacy that will live on for a very long time. He's in the history books. Why is that? Because he started studying and never stopped. My podcast, I started and I'm studying and I'm never gonna stop. And there's gonna be a lot more people listening on my last episode than there were on my first. I've said it many times before, but my favorite book of all time is called The Compound Effect by Darren Hardy. It tells a story just like that. Momentum is key. It really sucks when you're starting a workout program or you start working out at the gym, because the first week is called Hell Week, where you are so sore and you want to give up because you're so in pain, right? And so you're such in pain, you're achy, you're sore, and the last thing you want to do is go jog. But if you do it a couple weeks down the line, you're not going to see any results for weeks. Then all of a sudden, you look at your before picture and you're like, whoa, I look so different, right? You look at the scale and you're like, oh my God, you know, I've lost 1 pound this week, but I've lost 30 pounds this month. You know, hypothetically. Give it time. One thing Gary Vee always says is be patient, but don't stop. So that's something I'm saying. You can be patient, but do not stop. Like, I am not working that hard at this, I'll be honest with you. I work when I can on my side hustle, but I know if I stick with it, it will grow like a baby and become somebody. And if you don't know my name yet, you will. I got time. I'm still in my 20s. You've got time. You know, Colonel Sanders wasn't a household name till he was like in his 60s or something crazy like that. He didn't start his first KFC until he was like in his 50s or 60s. And he died a legend because he makes the greatest fried chicken ever. Anyways, that's debatable, but I love KFC. You look at Stephen Hawking, you know, he was a very smart guy through and through, but Elon Musk, my all-time favorite hero, was a poor South African with a couple brothers and sisters who sold his first company at like 12 years old. And now he's worth over $20 billion. But he was born naked and poor. And can you guess how he's going to die? A legend. So momentum is awesome. Don't give up. Show your face. Work hard. Just keep going. So many people are so impatient. And I used to be that way. And I'm so happy I'm not. And I broke that mold. I used to start businesses. So, for example, in high school, I owned an independent record label. I wouldn't call it a record label, even though that was what it was titled. It was more of a music publishing company. I promoted a lot of local bands and indie bands from all over the world. I had bands from New Zealand, New York, you name it. And it was great. And I did see momentum. And I did that for maybe 3 or 4 years before I shut it down. And then, let's see, I started a t-shirt business, which I didn't make any money the first year. And then all of a sudden, after a year of promoting and losing money, I got a sale. Then I got another one. And then another one. And it just keeps going. So it might take a year, 5, 10, 15, 20 years. Here's the thing, I'm not successful anymore. I'm not successful yet. I don't claim to be successful, whatever that means to you. I am not where I want to be in my life yet. I'm chasing who I want to be and what my life is going to look like. I'm chasing that hard. And I will always be chasing that no matter what. But I know that, one, I've got time. And two, if I stick with it, I'll get there. If you want that promotion at work, stick it out. Eventually, they're going to have to say yes. Hopefully. That's another conversation. Because I'm all about working for yourself and being independent. Because at that point, it might be harder to get a promotion if you're your own boss. But at least you earned it. And you don't have to go through the dramatic bullshit that so many of us face in our day-to-day jobs. It's not a popularity contest. If you're your own boss, you are your own worst critic, and that's a good thing. It's just a little tough. So I hope I make sense here, you guys. All I'm saying is, momentum is key. Do not give up. I had big aspirations for this podcast. I was like, oh, I want to have hundreds and thousands and millions of subscribers and listeners. And I'm nowhere near that. And this is my 18th episode. Every week, I sit down in my office and I record this podcast. And even if nobody except my girlfriend listens to this podcast, that's fine. It's worth it. Because one day it will pay off. And one day, I will succeed. But sometimes, no, I take that back. All of the time, you have to go through hell and keep going. Don't stop, don't give up, and don't get discouraged because you are failing, or I wouldn't say failing, you're not succeeding or you're not where you want to be. Elon Musk was literally a day away from losing both Tesla and SpaceX and losing his whole fortune. But A, he doesn't care about money. He cares about changing the world. And you know what that did for him? It gave people and investors confidence in him. And with a successful launch of Falcon 9, investors poured in more money into Tesla and SpaceX the same day back in 2008 and saved both companies from going bankrupt. He said in an interview that was the closest he ever came to a nervous breakdown. Can you imagine being in that situation where everybody's looking at you and it's the bottom of the ninth inning with two outs and you're down by three runs and the bases are loaded and it's a 3-2 count? For those of you who aren't baseball fans, that is every baseball player's dream, to be in that situation. But it's the most nerve-wracking at the same time. And you've got a choice. Do you go for it? Or let it slip? And that's an Eminem lyric. But seriously, that's what it is. You know, you've got to not give up. And please, please read the book, The Compound Effect. Because if you take two guys in the same situation, they're both out of a job, they're both fat, and they're both out of shape, and they're both broke, and both of their wives are on the verge of leaving them with the kids. One guy gives up, sits on the couch while his wife packs up and leaves, and watches TV. The other guy goes out, keeps looking for a job, gets a good job as a janitor at Nintendo. Then he has an idea for a game called Super Mario, and now he's a billionaire because of it. That's a true story, by the way. Meanwhile, the other guy ended up killing himself by driving into his garage with his car and leaving it on. That is a true story. Both of those are true stories. So this is your life, not anybody else's. So screw what everybody thinks of you. Do what you need to do for the betterment of yourself. Don't give up in whatever you do. Keep going no matter what. And you're going to win. You will win. It's plain and simple. You might get knocked down a million times. You know this job that I have right now, this day job? I'll tell you a quick story real quick before I wrap this up. True story. About a year ago, I was working a really good job, great benefits, lot of pay. It was more money than I've ever made before. These commission checks were amazing because I was really good at sales. And the job itself was the most stressful job I've ever had in my life. Between that and the hour and a half commute to work every day, I said, what am I doing? I did the math. And even though I was driving for maybe 2.5 hours a day, round trip, I did the math, and in 1 year, I was driving for 30 full days. So you've got to look at the big picture sometimes. Why would I drive for 30 days a year to go to a job I hate, to make good money, to pay for the things I don't need? I quit. I didn't have a backup plan. I just quit. Luckily, I know how to make money, and I was getting by. Meanwhile, I had one thing I wanted in my life, was a good job I'd be happy at and I'm passionate at, and I found that. So I found this job. I applied one time. The next day, I applied again. Every single day, I applied to this job over and over again for a total of 132 applications. 132 applications to the same job at the same company. Other companies would call or email me asking for me to come in for an interview because they were interested in me. And I would go in for an interview, they'd offer me the job, and I'd say, no, thank you. And they'd say, well, we'll pay you this much more. No, thank you. I would rather be broke and happy than rich and miserable. 6 months later, after applying 132 times, I got a phone call. And the interesting thing is, my HR recruiter who hired me says she never saw any of the other applications. She just saw the very last one that I turned in. So I could have applied 131 times and not get the job. And who knows where I'd be today. But I applied 132 times and I got it. That's called winning. I don't mean to brag, but it is what it is. That's how you win. It's really that easy, guys. And that's why I want to help you win any way I can. Let me help you. Don't even look, you don't even need me. Ask somebody for help. Don't be that guy. I ask for help all the time because I need advice on a lot of things professionally. And I ask for it because then I learn from it and I can share it with you, which is what I've been doing for the last 15 plus years that I've been working. That's all I have for today, you guys. So kick some ass. Work hard. Go to sleep at night feeling accomplished. Because you can do it. And that, my friend, is episode 18 of Not the Average Joe Show.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of Not the Average Joe Show with your host, Joseph Fleck. For more great content and to stay up to date, visit NotTheAverageJoeShow.com and Facebook.com/NotTheAverageJoeShow. If you enjoyed today's episode, please leave a review and subscribe. And we'll catch you next time on Not the Average Joe Show.